Hi guys, welcome to another Cuentos with Hannah. This is a very spur of the moment podcast. I don't even have a script for this, but I was just thinking about how I wanted to share something really quick before the year ended, because this year and the end of the year is a difficult time. Like, I just finished a little cry session and a reflective session of the year. And I just realized that maybe I'm not the only person that's going through these overwhelming feelings of the year being over and having to figure things out before the new year starts. Because if the new year starts and I still have things unfinished, then I didn't start it well and I didn't end it well. But I think that's a lie. that's such a lie, and it doesn't determine whether or not your year was successful because you didn't end it the way that you envisioned you should end it, or because the whole of 2024 is going to be miserable because you didn't start it the way you thought you were supposed to start it. So if anybody is thinking that at the moment, I just want to let you know that you're not alone when thinking that. But just because you're not alone, it doesn't mean that it's something that's true. Just because we think certain things, it doesn't mean that our thoughts are true. And it doesn't mean that we have to succumb to those thoughts. We can recognize them, that they're there, but we can still say, and despite that being there, despite there being some sort of a fear of next year or dread of the year ending, I'm still going to believe otherwise. And I didn't just have a whole session of crying about the year or thinking about next year. It was actually a happy cry sesh because I was worshiping God for the fact that I can even trust him with how this year is going to end and with how next year is going to be and the years after that. I was excited that even if I don't know so many things, he holds my future, he holds my current present moments, and he holds everything before and everything that will be. It's just been comforting for me to remember that I am only ever in charge of this moment, and that everything else outside of that is not my it's not my job to worry about. Because if I'm worrying about tomorrow or the next year right now, then I'm probably minimizing the time that I have to act upon creating a future that's much better. If there's nobody that tells you this before the year ends, I'm glad that this could be my chance to tell you congratulations. Congratulations on going through the year. Wow, I'm like almost at the verge of tears because I think I'm also talking to myself. Congratulations on going through the year with your head up high, despite struggles, despite difficulties, despite unexpected things that happened this year, and even through the exciting times of life. Congratulations on appreciating them. Congratulations on experiencing them to the fullest. Congratulations on standing, on still continuing, even if so many things are uncertain, even if the world is changing so fast and there are so many things that we're told to do and not to do, and if you're not starting this now, then you're just ruining the rest of your life. All of these expectations that are putting, that society is putting on you, congratulations that despite all of that, you're not abiding by everybody else's standard of how you're supposed to live your life, and you're not, maybe you are, because maybe I am too sometimes, being pressured by the expectations of the rest of the world, but not succumbing to that. Realizing that you're your own person and your path to life and the way that you act upon your path to life is different from everybody else. And if you're here still trying, still striving, still being grateful for the moments that you have, maybe not all problems are solved, but that's okay because we'll get through them one by one. Congratulations. Congratulations because yes, maybe this time is hectic and maybe you have to spend a lot of money to provide for gifts for your family and your friends, but congratulations for maintaining those familial relationships and those friendships. It's hard in this day and age. It's really hard. Congratulations. Give yourself a pat on the back for those days that you thought were lost, but you regained. And give yourself compassion for those days that you probably didn't do the things that you should have been doing. But the next day you woke up and said, let's do something different. Give yourself a pat on the back for the days you got out of bed, even if you didn't want to. The days when your situation looked so impossible, but you decided to trust. The days when you told somebody that you needed help. Congratulations for all of those things. Congratulations for committing to do something and doing it. Or committing to do something and realizing that you actually couldn't do it, so apologizing instead. I hope that as you take these congratulations, these pats on the back, these moments of gratitude, may you also look forward to the future with hope, with excitement, not with fear, not with anxiety. That yes, maybe not everything is clear, not everything makes sense. And what's going to happen next year is not set in stone and not planned and not on your calendar yet. But may you have the belief and the trust and the hope that all things work for the good for those who love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. I hope that you look at next year and start dreaming, not start fearing. I hope that you look at next year for what it could be instead of what you fear it might be. I hope you look at next year with eyes wide open, as if there is a big, wild, empty field to run to explore, to exhaust, instead of limitation, instead of lack. There is abundance. I hope that you see next year and you see that. As much as the holidays are beautiful times, and I love the holidays so much, I love giving gifts, I love receiving gifts, I love going to parties, celebrating people, celebrating the year, recognizing what the purpose is of the new year even is, the purpose of Christmas being that Jesus came all the way to the earth to save us from our sins and to give us a new life. For those who believe in Him and confess with their lips that He is Lord. I love all these moments, I do. But there are also moments of dread. And that's real. It's the duality of life. So I hope that if you see yourself in any of these situations, if you relate whatsoever, that you will not be dismayed, that even if there are difficulties and pain, there too can be simultaneously gratitude and happiness and joy and peace. I hope that you do take the time, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or an hour, like I just did a few moments ago, to be thankful of the year that you had and to remind yourself of all that 2024 could be and the opportunities that lie ahead and the vast open space that you have to fill up next year with exciting times, with hope, with joy, with excitement. May you also take a moment to think about what this season means. Why are we even celebrating Christmas? Why are New Year's so emotional? How do you want to end the year? And how do you want to start next? Not complete, not perfect maybe, but what are the things that you can actually do within the time frame that we have? I've really missed talking to you guys like this, and I can't promise that I will do it more often, but I do promise that in those moments when I do feel prompted to, when I can't let go of a message that I do want to share, that I will be here. Always. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you.